Here we go. It is Community Connection time on KMRS because it is 8:45. We've got Geralyn Galt in studio along with Debbie Olson. Ladies, good morning. And first of all, thank you for coming in.
Morning. Thanks for having us.
Appreciate your time. Debbie, I'll start with you. We're here to talk about Prairie Harvest Fest. It's a four-day event coming up at the end of this month. Now, you and Geralyn are both on the board. Is that right?
Correct. Yep. We've got it scheduled for September 27th through the 30th here in Morris.
How long has Prairie Harvest Fest been around?
This is our third year. Used to be Prairie Pioneer Days, if everybody remembers that. So we've just kind of tried to keep that going, keep the community festival going, if you will. And yeah, this is our third year doing it as Prairie Harvest Fest.
Why the name change? Anything in particular that cause you guys to say we need to change it up a little bit or not?
We just felt like once it was no longer being put on by the chamber that we would revamp and update it.
Yeah, we had kind of heard some feedback from folks in the community for a name change, and that's just kind of what we came up with. We tried to keep some of it, you know, the prairie part in there because that's where we are. So tried to keep that in there, but just thought it was time for a change.
All right. Has it always been spread out over several days, even under the previous name, or did it change when it became Prairie Harvest Fest?
From what I heard, it used to be a couple days for the weekend, and then it was down to one day. This is a big event to take on and a big event to put together, whether you have a board or not. So even one day is a lot for anybody to plan. So I think it was down to one day at one point, and we've been able to keep it for the last couple of years for the whole weekend. So hopefully we can keep it big and keep
awesome.
It going.
Awesome, yeah. Geralyn, talk to me, and we're going to talk about the event and each day's activities here in detail in just a bit. But tell me about the planning for it. When does that begin, and how do you plan for an event like this that is spread out over 4 days?
We plan year-round. We have meetings once a month with the board starting in January, and then we pretty well work year-round on it, and it's a lot of collaboration even in between the meetings. I'd say weekly, bi-weekly, we're doing stuff. It's a year-round event to plan.
And the events that are held over Prairie Harvest Fest, and again, we're going to talk about those in a second here, are they all held at one location, or do you use different venues to hold different events?
A majority of it is on Saturday, the 28th, out at the fairgrounds. We've got the Lee Center booked for our vendors to be in there for our craft vendor show. On Friday, we've got the Met Lounge doing the street dance, so that's in another portion of town. Heartland is doing the outdoor movie on Friday. The pancake feed is done on Sunday with the fire department. It's most of it is kind of in one location on Saturday, but we're still trying to bring in things throughout the town.
All right. Debbie, I'll turn the microphone back to you, and let's run down the schedule of events here in order, chronological order. It looks like on Friday, I'll let you tell me, what do we have going on Friday?
Well, on Friday, we've got the outdoor movie at Heartland. We are showing the Goonies. We're really excited about that. And the Girl Scouts are going to come out, and they'll have a dunk tank going on. They're going to be doing some face painting and grab bags in our the parking lot at Heartland. And then the U of M student activities in Morris Theater will also be out there. So the U of M puts it on with their great equipment and their knowledgeable students. And then the movie theater will have concessions for sale. That's always been a great sale for them. And then we have street dance and food trucks at the Met Lounge on Friday night. So classic street dance. The band is called Drop Tailgate. So CJ's got that all lined up, and that's going to be great.
All right. So outdoor movie and the street dance on Friday. And then Saturday, as Geralyn mentioned, that's when the bulk of the activities take place for Prairie Harvest Fest. And Geralyn, maybe you can run down Saturday's schedule because you've got a lot of stuff going on.
Sure. It kicks off right away at 8 in the morning. Rusk is doing their 5K mile, which is over at Green River Park. We have our craft and vendor show in the Lee Center from 9 to 3. Options for Women's is doing their car seat clinic over at the fairgrounds as well, which is a great event. And then we've got the Girl Scouts coming out again, and they are going to be doing friendship bracelets, a dunk tank. We've got Boy Scouts manning our gemstone mining station. We've got bounce houses, a corn pit. Hosanna Church is going to have their carnival games. We've got chicken poop bingo by Morris Women of Today. We've got regular bingo with cash prizes. That's new this year. We have a ton of food vendors who will be out there all day long. Christie's Succulents will be having a succulent bar. This one is not a free activity. You can pay and build your own succulents. And then the Legion is going to have their beer garden opening at noon. They'll be going through the evening. Face painting is going to be done by the student council. If you can't tell, there's kind of a theme with all community kids, you know, putting things on and helping give them money by donating. We've got the folkloric dance on the Stork stage. We've got the balloon twister coming out. Heartland's got their 8th annual car show. Midwest Machinery is going to be out there doing a pedal pull. We've got a pumpkin craft put on by the 4-H Club. Touch a truck by various, you know, businesses and people in town like the police station, fire truck, etc. The kitty parade will start at 4, and it's all at the fairgrounds. It'll start there. And then after that is a grand parade, and then it goes through the fairgrounds all the way downtown. So you don't have to leave the fairgrounds to attend the parade if you don't want to. We've got bazooka ball, escape tents. We're doing our brews and bites, which is going to have food and drinks with NA options as well. We have axe throwing, and then our first demo derby is going on. And that one is put on by Chaos Motorsports. And once that ends, there will be fireworks at the fairgrounds.
That's it.
That's a lot of stuff.
Okay. Geraldine, one event that you were mentioning caught my ear. Do you know which one? If you were going to take a guess, which one that would be?
Demo Derby? Succulent Bar.
Chicken Poop Bingo.
Oh.
Tell me about it.
Well, Debbie might have to tell you about that. She knows more about it than I do.
So Women of Today did this last year too. It was really fun for the kids especially. So they have a bingo type board on the ground, and the chicken is on there, and you guess which spot the chicken is gonna poop on, and if it poops there, you win.
Who gets to clean up at the end of the bingo game?
I'm gonna leave that to the people organizing that activity.
Well, you guys are on the board. Maybe you should pitch in a little bit, huh? Okay, so a lot of stuff going on Saturday. Debbie, tell me about Sunday. You got a couple of things going on Sunday, too.
Yeah, so Sunday is the annual pancake feed with the fire department, so go out and support them. We've got a soccer tournament from 1 to 5 at the high school soccer fields, and we'll have a couple food trucks on site there as well. And then Monday we wrap it up with the Morris Community Meal put on by the university, I believe the engagement office, and that's at First Lutheran Church. And I hear they're doing a drumline demonstration at the community meal as well.
Okay. Are there going to be flyers around town showing, you know, what day, what events are on a particular day, what time and where?
Yep, so we've got the full poster printed out. Those will be going up this week and in local, you know, surrounding towns as well, trying to get the word out. We also have it on our Facebook page. We'd love it if everybody would share it. And we have it on our website as well, prairieharvestfest.com.
One of the things that I like to ask folks when they're putting on events in smaller communities like this, where you got a lot of stuff going on, do you need volunteers?
Absolutely.
For anything? Tell me about the need for volunteers, what kind of tasks they would be doing, and if they want to volunteer, how they can get signed up.
Sure. So we do need lots of volunteers. Like I said earlier, this is not a small event to plan. And the board has worked tirelessly all year long, but we're only a few people on the board. So we do need more bodies for help on Saturday, doing things like emptying garbages, manning the gates for the fair or for the fairgrounds. We've typically had people come in through the gates when they shouldn't be, or going in the wrong gate for the car show or that sort of thing. So we do need people at the gates. And helping with parking and such, and just kind of
set up and clean up.
Yes, the setup everything. And clean up the week before and the week after, especially. It would be really, really helpful to get a few more volunteers. I know a group from Superior is going to come out. We've always had the Bio Girls come out and help us. So we still need more.
Okay.
We still need more help.
We always need more volunteers. How do people, is there a particular person or a number they call to say, hey, I'm willing to help out, what do you need me to do? Who should they get a hold of? Anybody in particular?
Sure. So we do have like our contact us on our website. You can email info@prairieharvestfest.com or you can sign up under the volunteer link on our website. There's a little QR code floating around too is on social media and such to sign up to volunteer as well, or you can contact any of our board members.
All right, sounds good. Saturday's events include a parade and a car show. So if you want to have an entry in the parade, do you have to let somebody know in advance? Or if you've got a cool car that you want in the car show, do you have to let somebody know in advance, or do you just show up?
So you can register for both of those things on our website as well. For the car show, you can just show up. We'll have open registration that day as well. For the parade, we would like those registrations in advance so we can get the lineup squared away, and the chamber is handling that, so you can contact the Morris Chamber to get signed up for that, or the link is also on our website.
Perfect. What else do you ladies would you like to get the word out on about Prairie Harvest Fest that maybe we haven't discussed or I haven't asked you about yet? Anything else come to mind?
I think the main thing is we just want as many people to come out and enjoy it as possible. We had so many sponsors and that were able to put this on, and for the community just to enjoy it, just to come out and enjoy it. It's a ton of work, but we want everyone to come out and have fun, and it's a free event for a majority of everything other than what you may consume or try to take home. Otherwise, everything on here is pretty well free. So.
And those sponsorships, they're crucial, aren't they, for putting on a thing like any spot? And maybe the list is too long to mention, but anybody in particular you want to mention that's really putting a strong effort behind this?
I can list off a handful who are pretty... We're our big sponsors. We've got Bremer Bank, we got City of Morris Tourism, Denco and IFIS, Heartland Motor Company, JR Auto Sales, Kevin Tay Farms, McGinnis Appliance, Mi Mexico and Mi San Juan, the Morris Co-op, Stevens County Fair Board, and the Met Lounge.
And you're right. The sponsor list is too long to mention all over the radio, but it is amazing how much the community has come together to support this event and to fund it. It's not cheap to put these things on and to get, you know, fireworks and all these activities for kids and things out here. So we really appreciate the support of the community, and we just, yeah, hope everybody comes out to have fun. And if you want to help us out, let us know.
Lots of stuff to do. Again, Prairie Harvest Fest, September 27th through the 30th. As Geraldine mentioned, most of the events are free unless you want to buy some food or something like that. Otherwise, everything free. We want a good turnout. We hope for really good weather. That's obviously important there, too. Thank you both for coming in and letting us know about it. And good luck with the event, okay?
Thanks so much.
Appreciate it very much.